This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, let's go to war. Roots is in the house. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio. If you're suffering because Wayne Root is on TV the last few nights because my camera broke, and it took a couple of days to get a new camera, and it came today, and UPS blew it. UPS, your boneheads, they delivered it to the wrong house, and that wouldn't have been a problem either if the person was home, but they go to work every day. It's my next-door neighbor, and they go to work every day. I see them leave for work every day, and they leave early, come home late. And so they must have delivered it, and they took it in the house without looking if, you know, on the label who it belonged to. And then they left for work for the day, and no one knows their phone number. And so it's locked in my neighbor's house. Can you imagine? The camera is gone. I mean, it's there. It's there. It's just feet from me. But it's locked in my neighbor's house. They delivered it to the wrong house. You got to be kidding me, right? So I'm not on again tonight, and then I leave on a long-planned vacation tomorrow. I'm not going to be on the radio the next few days either. I'll be gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back Thursday morning. So I'm on the air Thursday afternoon or night, wherever you are. You know, Thursday in New York, obviously 6 to 9, and the Central America 5 to 8, and on the West Coast 3 to 6. So I'll be back next Thursday at my usual time. But it's just horrible luck that I was off the air for 3 nights on Newsmax TV before I was leading into a vacation where I'd be away and miss 4 days on the air. So it's just the way it is. It is what it is, folks. 7 days missed on national TV, but I made every second of that time count on radio. I've been on radio all 3 days without any problem or disruption. The radio works just fine, but you can't get me on Newsmax TV. Joe Pags is filling in again tonight. Nothing I can do about that. In any case, raw and unfiltered, Wayne Allyn Root, if you need a fix, and you're used to watching me on Newsmax TV, I hope you found me on USA Radio. You can always go to usaradio.com and just click on Listen Live Now, and boom, I'm on every day, 3 hours a day. And you can always go to iHeartRadio and click on type in the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and all my shows are there, all the episodes, all the hours, going back months. Every show I've ever done is at iHeartRadio, free, on demand. Chris, I think it's free, right? It's not just on demand. I think it's free. It's free on demand. Yeah, there you go. By the way, a little station identification. The show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET. Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder, great man, and the man who gave me my start in radio. Brilliant man, that means. Great assessor of talent. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg is the CEO of USA Radio, another great judge of talent, gave me my start in national syndication. He saw the talent and said, you shouldn't be a Vegas guy. You should be all over the country. Thank you, Fred. Show dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M, resources.com. And the ticker symbol again, FTMR. It's a stock, and it's a great stock, and you got to check it out and get educated and make your own decision, but I think it's pretty cool. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, ticker symbol FTMR. All right, you get the idea. Let's talk about some of the hot stories in America today. I led off the 4 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 7 East, with these same stories. They're so important. Then I'll get to all news stories after that. And we'll take calls. We'll take calls. We got Corey Lewandowski coming up in this hour as our guest. Corey Lewandowski at the bottom of the hour. But if you call in, I will grab calls. But I think these stories are so important. You'll never see them on the national news as the lead news story. But to me, it is a lead news story. 16 California Marines arrested on charges of human trafficking, drugs, and other crimes. Stationed at Camp Pendleton in California. They're arrested for human smuggling and drug smuggling. And 16 were arrested, and 8 more. 8 more taken aside, whatever that means, by investigators who want to know their level of involvement in alleged drug offenses. So, you know, I'm a guy who's telling everybody day and night for the last year that I believe the whole Democratic Party is bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels. No, it's just all the judges and all the politicians that are fighting so hard that there shouldn't be a wall, that there has to be sanctuary cities, that you should give free health care to illegals, that it shouldn't be a crime to legally cross the border, that you could just say the word asylum and get in. And then not even be held, but be immediately, you've got to be released into the middle of America, the heartland of America, and you got to be in my kids' schools, and you got to be in my kids' hospital, and you got to use up our health care, and you got to get welfare and food stamps. It's an absolute travesty. Somebody needs this so badly, I believe someone's getting rich off the drug cartels. Now, what do you think? Why do you think these 16 California Marines were doing human trafficking and drug trafficking? Because the Mexican drug cartels paid them, obviously. Lots of money, obviously. So if you can bribe and ruin the lives of Marines, toughest people and the biggest patriots in the world, theoretically, if you can get them to turn, you don't think half the cops have been turned in cities near the border? You don't think the sheriffs, you don't think the police chiefs, you don't think all the Democrat politicians, the mayors, the council people at the border? You don't think some of the border agents have been turned? Oh man, you're dreaming, you're delusional, you are naive. You're like as dumb as that woman who got herself killed that I'm going to talk about in a minute because she wanted to go to Somalia. She wanted to prove how great Somalia was. If you're that naive, you deserve anything that comes to you. If you're that dumb that you don't believe all these people are paid off by the Mexican drug cartels, absolutely, abso-freaking-lutely, as Sly Stallone would say. Absolutely. From Rocky. Absolutely paid off. No question. That's what's going on in this country. If you could pay off Marines, then you're paying off politicians. And that's the reason why they are so obsessed with letting illegals into the country, because they're making money on every illegal that comes in. As long as they fight like cats and dogs and keep that border open and don't let that wall be built, every person that comes in must be adding up to a dollar in every Democrat's pocket, and every sheriff's pocket, and every Marine's pocket, obviously. And here's another story that tells you what's happening in the world. The Catholic League. Cuomo bans cat declawing, but allows abortion up to birth. Andrew Cuomo, New York governor, signed a bill into law on Monday that prohibits the declawing of cats because, as Cuomo said, it is a cruel and painful procedure. Same governor who signed a bill into law in January that allows abortion up to the moment of birth and even allows babies that survive an abortion to be left unattended to die on the table. New York is officially insane, and the Democratic Party is insane. And then you look at, you know, a party that does it the right way occasionally, the Republican Party. Attorney General Barr orders the execution of child rapists and murderers as the U.S. resumes the death penalty. Attorney General William Barr ordered the federal government to resume the death penalty and directed the Bureau of Prisons to schedule the executions of 5 death row inmates convicted of murdering, torturing, and raping the most vulnerable in our society, children and the elderly. Good job. I love it. Here's the 5 people that are going to be executed. When you hear this, if you don't want them executed, you shouldn't listen to my show anymore. Bye. Have a nice life. Get off my damn airwaves. I don't need you as a listener. I got plenty of listeners all over the country. Plenty of listeners. Millions of listeners. I don't need you. If you're so dumb, you don't want these people killed. Daniel Lewis Lee, a member of a white supremacist group, murdered a family of 3, including an 8-year-old girl. After robbing and shooting the victims with a stun gun, he covered their heads with plastic bags, sealed the bags with duct tape, weighed down each victim with rocks, and threw them into the Illinois Bayou. Wow. Lesmond Mitchell stabbed to death a 63-year-old grandmother and forced her 9-year-old granddaughter to sit beside her lifeless body for a 30 to 40-mile drive. Then he slit the girl's throat twice, crushed her head with 20-pound rocks, severed and buried both victims' heads and hands. Wesley Ira Perkey violently raped and murdered a 16-year-old girl, then dismembered, burned, and dumped the young girl's body in a septic pond. He was convicted in state court for using a claw hammer to bludgeon to death an 80-year-old woman who suffered from polio and walked with a cane. Alfred Burgoyne physically and emotionally tortured, sexually molested, and beat to death his 2.5-year-old daughter. These are people that are lower than pond scum. These are people that made a deal with the devil. And boy, I'm gonna laugh when they fry all of you. I'm gonna laugh when the devil, for the rest of your lives, keeps pouring gasoline on you and lighting a match. They're burned for the rest of your life in hell. Justin Lee Honkin shot and killed five people, two who planned to testify against him, and a single working mother and her 10-year-old and 6-year-old daughters. Wow. William Barr, I love you, man. I love you, man. Glad you did it. Other important news. See, I'm just... You know, it's very hard to do this show sometimes, because I got to tell you the truth and I got to wake you up. And it's tough to be woken up, because even I get emotionally wrought reading these stories and understanding what's out there in the world. You know what makes me feel good? Knowing all of them are going to fry makes me feel good. I don't know if they're giving them the electric chair, or maybe that's not around anymore. You got to give them a shot. Yeah, a lethal injection, I assume, is what they're going to get. But it doesn't matter if they hang them or lethal injection or fry them or it's a shooting squad. What's it called again? A firing squad. Whatever it is, the moment they die, we should all cheer. It's a better world. They're dead. Evil, evil people. There was once a movie, I think it's called The Evil That Men Do. One of the most violent movies I've ever seen. But that's what this describes, the evil that men do. You notice there were no women in here. Men are just not as nice. Women are nicer. Men are evil, man. The ones who are bad. There's some bad, bad men. And they got to be punished. You got to have the death penalty. So thank God Trump is giving back the death penalty. When I get back, my column on the Weissman witch hunt. It's not the Mueller report anymore. It's the Weissman witch hunt. When I get back, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. How was that for raw and unfiltered? I let it rip, baby. I let you know what's going on in the real world. There are some bad people out there. Bad hombres, as Trump would say. And a lot of them are coming over the border. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. Alan Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered on the radio, not on TV tonight because camera broke. Took a couple days to get the parts and the new camera. And then UPS delivered it to the wrong place. Can you believe it? All these damn liberals. All these damn liberals. They're all out to get me. I'm just kidding. It really was just a series of strange events. One had nothing to do with the other. I don't think they know whether I'm conservative or liberal. It's got nothing to do with that. Just got delivered to the wrong house, and it just so happened that the person they delivered it to is out at work all day today, so there's no way to get them. And so the show's not on tonight, and I leave on a vacation tomorrow, long planned, a year ago planned, for this next 6 days. So I'm back, leave tomorrow, and I'm back on Thursday on the air, both radio and TV, Thursday night. In any case, Dr. Joe Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Dr. Joseph Williams, take down this number. Actually, his website and his number, website vacationrestoration.com, vacationrestoration.com. Phone number 888, toll free, 357-0888, 888-357-0888, vacationrestoration.com. And you will be confident knowing that you got the best damn hair restoration surgeon in the entire world. Certainly in the United States, and certainly in the state of Nevada. If you're listening to me right now on my flagship station in Las Vegas, or my stations in Reno, Carson City, Elko, etc., etc., he's got offices in Vegas and Reno. He is the one of only 200 surgeons in the world, who's a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration, and he's the only one living in the state of Nevada. But if you're outside Nevada, you could fly in from anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world. So many of his patients do. And
He will pay for your vacation in Las Vegas. That's why I call VacationRestoration.com. He's an incredible guy. I've known him 18 years. We've been best friends 18 years, and our children are best friends. And celebrities, billionaire businessmen, and even a sitting president have flown in from all over the world to have Dr. Joseph Williams do their hair restoration. He's the best. But that makes up, like, you know, 5% of his clients. 95% are average, everyday Joes and Janes. He offers reasonable and affordable prices. He offers financing, so you can pay over a payment plan, and you get your free trip to Vegas. If you happen to live in Vegas, he'll just give you a big price cut on the hair restoration. 888-357-0888. All right, the Weissman witch hunt. You know, I was going to read it now, but I'm never going to get to it because it's only like 2.5 minutes in the segment, and it would take me a while to read it. And coming up next is Corey Lewandowski. So I'll just tell you about some other big news stories. Pelosi tells Nadler to back off on impeachment after Mueller goes down like the Hindenburg. Nancy Pelosi told Gerald Nadler in a late-night closed-door caucus meeting for the Democrats, according to Politico, there's not going to be any impeachment. Just shelve it for now. Nadler must have lost his mind. And Bill Maher said, I can't even watch anymore. Go home, guys. He suffers a meltdown during the Mueller testimony. Bill Maher hates Trump and hates Republicans. I get that. I'm sure he hates me. I've been on his show many times. I'm sure he hates me. But he's always honest. That's what I like about him. I like Bill. Whether he hates me or not, I like him. And I like his jokes. I think his jokes are very funny, even when the subject is often Republicans. Still funny. He's a good comedian. But more importantly, he's honest. He tells Democrats when they're acting like idiots or when they're doing something wrong. At various times, he's actually been reasonable about Israel and Muslim issue and Muslim terrorism, and he's actually been reasonable about taxes. But in any case, here's Bill Maher saying, if this Mueller testimony was supposed to be the movie, it's a Terrence Malick movie. Democrats are a political party that does not know how to do politics. I can't watch this anymore. Go home, guys. You made O.J. try in the glove, and it didn't work. You could still win the election, but I wouldn't bet my own money on it. Well, I'd bet my money that you're not winning the election, but... And Kelly Conway says, very few Americans read the Mueller report. I'd like to know if that includes Mueller himself. Very funny. It's very clear that Mueller didn't read his own report, and that's because Mueller wasn't in charge of the Mueller investigation. That's what my commentary is about. I'll just very quickly let you know. I'm going to break the mystery wide open, skip right to the core. Mueller was never in charge of the investigation ever. The deep state frauds looking to spy on Trump and frame him needed a famous, credible name to give him cover to protect them from charges of witch hunt, and they chose Mueller, a former FBI chief who was a registered Republican. They chose a feeble, elderly man who never oversaw anything in this investigation. A confused old man who was never capable of leading a complex two-year probe of the president. This was never his investigation. And that's precisely what they counted on. Mueller was a shill. From day one, it belonged to liberal, biased Hillary Clinton supporter and donor Andrew Weissman. They call him the pit bull. He hired 19 angry Clinton and Obama donors to frame Trump, and there was no supervision from Mueller. Weissman set out from day one to destroy Trump. Mueller was there in name only. He never supervised. The fix was in, and Mueller had no clue what was going on. It became the partisan witch hunt of all time, with no supervision from adults. So stop calling it the Mueller report. It was always from day one the Weissman witch hunt. And now, let's hope Andrew Weissman is in the crosshairs of the DOJ.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sweeping budget bill is headed to the Senate after passage in the House. The somewhat bipartisan spending bill covers government funding for 2 years and pushes out any spending disputes past next year's national elections. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, voted no on the measure. He explains why.
Here's what's important. Doing what the American people sent us here to do. Balance the budget, secure the border. Democrats refuse to do either of those things. Well, you've got a lot of people here in Washington who care more about power than they care about doing the right thing, and that happens to be the case in both parties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is releasing a report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The bipartisan report found that the Russian government directed a sweeping effort that dated back as far as 2014. According to the committee, the U.S. election systems are still vulnerable, and there needs to be extensive efforts made to ramp up security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The sponsor of the segment of the show, Sam Landis. And the Landis Tax Group, best darn tax lawyer in America. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across America. But the best evidence is always personal testimony. I, Wayne Root, was attacked by Obama's IRS twice. We proved it. It was persecution based on my politics. We actually went after them. We subpoenaed them. And Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, went after them. And we got my tax, all my tax records. And written across them was the IRS persecuting me for my conservative beliefs. It's a fact. The trouble is only rich people can afford tax lawyers, right? Which is why the rich people win while the average American gets screwed. Not anymore. Sam Landis took up my challenge. He started the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. You start with a free consultation with a real tax attorney. Nobody else does that. A real tax attorney who's been to law school and understands tax law. And they're all overseen by Sam Landis, the best damn tax lawyer in America. And the cost is only $190 a month. $190 a month. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. Easy to remember how to contact them. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. That's 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Because you're an underdog, you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. 800-934-3578. Sam Landis, thanks for sponsoring the show. And we have Corey ready?
Yep.
Hey, Corey, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you?
I hear you're in the garden spot of America, Sunland, New Mexico. Hope you're enjoying it down there.
You know where I am? I'm literally at the very top of the wall that we built. The wall is building. This is actually, it's like a roller coaster. It's a 31% grade, and this is amazing what these guys have done in 10 days.
Are you standing there now?
I'm literally standing as we speak right now at this wall watching the Mexican federales on the other side.
Wow.
And what this group has built in less than 2 weeks, it's phenomenal, Wayne. Your listeners cannot appreciate how intense this place is.
And I guarantee you, this has never been on the evening news. Nobody knows about it. The average American has no clue this happened, that a private company built the wall. Tell me the names of all the guys. The guy with who lost his arms and legs in the military, an amazing guy. Tell me the name again.
So all of that, the best thing to do is to go to the website, We Built the Wall, right?
Okay.
WeBuiltTheWall.us, and look, you can give a donation. Wayne, the work that they're doing here is really phenomenal. For a small investment, I'm talking, it's about a $6.5 million investment. This wall is got to be 30 feet high. It is, there's a road next to it with solid concrete. The wall's in 6 feet of concrete. This is an amazing thing. I wish the media would come out and cover this so you and the rest of America could see what's actually going on here. And that doesn't even talk about the electronics component of this, which allows people to monitor from other places if someone's trying to build a tunnel or if there's, trying to go around. This is state-of-the-art, only done with private money because the government can't do it.
And the government has all the money in the world. The United States government wastes money by the billions on nonsense, and yet they can't do what they just did. Why can't Trump get this done? And I think I know my own answer. It's all the liberal judges. It's all the liberal groups. It's the ACLU. It's all of the George Soros groups. Everybody's suing. Everybody's fighting. But give me your answer why Trump can't get this done.
Well, look, part of it is the government, and there are people in the government who want to have open borders. There are people in the government who work for this president who clearly disobey orders. We've seen this many, many times now. But what we're seeing here is a private landowner who wants to make a difference and allow these guys to come in and put the wall on his land to build it to be a showplace for the rest of the country to see. And if you come to New Mexico, which is right, we're literally on the smallest border between New Mexico, Texas, and Mexico itself, and I can, as I'm standing here, I can look across and see Mexican federal police with their long guns looking at us literally less than 50 yards away from us on the hilltop,
wow,
watching every single thing that we're doing over here on the U.S. side.
You know what this is like? You're like in the demilitarized zone between South Korea and North Korea, right?
It seems to be, and I feel pretty safe on our side. But, you know, I came here, flew across the country because I wanted to see what was really going on. And we've seen, you know, that Americans have donated because they know how important the issue of border security is. This is the first step. This is about 2,500 feet long, so about half a mile long, that they've done. They did it in 10 days. They've got 40 giant excavators that are moving earth here every single day. Think of what they accomplished in 10 days, half a mile in 10 days. And they're getting better and better and faster. And we need the support from the government and really the American people to continue to do this. It's 700 miles from here to the ocean, right across to do the entire border. 700 miles. It's a long distance, but these guys have a plan. And if we had a little will from the U.S. government and a little support, this could be done very quickly.
Yeah, and my question is, well, you know, when it ends, in other words, you said it's what, like 5 miles long? Is that what you said, 5 miles?
No, this part is only a half a mile long.
It's half mile.
2,500 feet long, but they did it in 10 days. And that's
all right, but my point is, where it starts and where it ends, there's a wall, then it starts and ends. What's on the other side of it? Are people just able to walk through there, or this blocks them effectively for many miles because there's other natural impediments or American government wall in the rest of the area? That's my question.
Well, so this was one of the highest traffic routes for smugglers to come across in the country. And they would say before this wall was up, they would have dozens of people, hundreds of people on a daily, weekly basis bringing drugs across the mules. And so this was an imperative location. It's an inflection point because it's so close. It ends at the Rio Grande is what it is. So this wall starts right at the Rio Grande on the U.S. side at what they call mile marker one. And it goes right up through what is a hillside that is so high, you know, you can't even see to the top of this thing. And they took these earth movers, they cut out all the earth, they put concrete down, they put this barrier up. This is not a small wall. This is not something that the kids are going to be coming across. There's a plate across the top of this so you can't climb it. And look, they have done this at this point, and they're seeing now that the people coming across the border have been reduced to less than a handful since the wall's been up in the last couple of weeks.
Well, we know walls work. I'm so sick of hearing liberals say walls didn't work when in Israel they had massive illegal immigration and massive terrorism, and lots of people died in terrorist attacks. They were blowing up pizzerias and restaurants, and they built the wall, and it brought terrorism to zero, and it brought illegal immigration to zero. You can't get by a wall, especially if there's drones above the wall and guards behind the drones and the wall. There's no way you're getting by. It's a total, complete lie. Walls work, right, Corey?
Well, Wayne, that's exactly right. And look, this wall was designed with consultation to the people in Israel who know how to use those walls, how to make sure that they're in effect and make sure that they don't have people coming in who aren't supposed to be there. And so the fact that this was done so quickly, the fact that it was done at such, you know, with all private dollars, the fact that this was done in a manner because a private citizen wanted to see something different transpire at an important point on the Mexico-U.S. border, that this is why we're here today. So, you know, we've got a great group of people who are coming to talk about it, to bring attention to this. I came out, Dave Bossy, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, Donnie Trump Jr. There's a whole group of people who are out to see this firsthand so the American people can understand that the issue of border security is not one that we can leave to the next generation. If we don't solve the problem today, it's not going to get better.
All right. A great interview, as always. Corey's down there with Brian Kolfage and Steve Bannon, Sheriff David Clark, Congressman Tom Concreto, Angel Parents Marianne Mendoza, and Steve Roenbach, and many more. They're trying to raise more money. We should give them more money. You just go to WeBuildTheWall.us, WeBuildTheWall.us. As we close today, I want to ask you one last question, Corey. Robert Mueller, he did not initially recognize your name during the congressional hearing. He also didn't remember who named him U.S. attorney in Boston. He also didn't remember the name of, I'm trying to remember the name myself, so I'm losing the name now, the name of the company that did the, that was involved. Fusion GPS. There we go. I drew a mental cramp myself. Fusion GPS, but of course it's not my case, and I wasn't the one prosecuting, and the whole case was built on Fusion GPS. So he seems like a guy who's in major trouble. He's too old. He's past his prime. He just doesn't have it. What do you make of what went on yesterday?
Well, first, I guess I must be disappointed he didn't buy any of my book, right? So clearly he didn't buy my book. I guess he never bought any of my book, which kind of troubles me. But, you know, in all seriousness, that was a terrible day for the Democrats yesterday. Bob Mueller's testimony, you know, really, really highlighted the fact that he had no control over the investigation, didn't know the details of it. When he was asked specific questions, he said, I don't know. And then they said, well, it's on page 95. He said, well, then it must be true. When Congressman Matt Gaetz said to him, you know, why didn't you go after Paul Mifsud? He said, well, that predated my time. He said, well, Paul Manafort predated your time. He said, well, is it in the report? I mean, he was so lost. He was not briefed. It was really an embarrassment to him and moreover to the Democrats. And I think that should be the final piece of this whole Russia collusion narrative. It is now over. Bob Mueller's report is done. There's nothing more to say on it other than there was no obstruction and there was no collusion. And look, there was even a period of time, Wayne, where Bob Mueller couldn't remember the word collusion. When Congressman Welch from Vermont asked him, he was trying to come up with a word. It took 45 seconds to come up with the word collusion. And at the end, I felt bad for him.
What do you think of my theory? My theory is he was never in charge of the investigation. He was a front guy. He was a rube. He was a shill. They needed a name of a big-time FBI guy and a big-time U.S. attorney with credibility. And they wanted it to be a registered Republican. And they put Mueller's name on it. But it was always run by Andrew Weissmann. And this guy is so old, he didn't even provide any oversight. There was no supervision. And Andrew Weissmann ran wild with a bunch of pit bulls who loved Hillary, loved Obama, and wanted to frame Trump. And that's why you saw what you saw yesterday. Your thought real quick?
I agree with that 100%. 12 angry Democrats who all want to go after this president. They made Bob Mueller a patsy, basically. He had no control over the investigation. It was clearly evident yesterday. And it's really too bad because that's the man who...
Hey, Corey, we're on the way out. Thank you for coming on. All the way from Sunland, New Mexico. Great job. Build that wall. Corey Lewandowski. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Raw and unfiltered.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the last 7 minutes or so before I head off on a basically a one-week vacation, a six-day vacation to be exact. I'll be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But on air, I'm only off Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm only missing 4 days. What sucks, I've already missed 3 days of TV because the camera broke. So that was kind of a weird, you know, weird timing, and it was supposed to be back on today. And it was delivered this morning, but they delivered it to my neighbor's house. What are the odds of that? So it was locked away in their house. They went off to for the day to work, and they never came back. They're probably back right now, but it's a little late now, isn't it? Show's over in 7 minutes, so thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, UPS. Great job. You guys are really, really swift. It actually had the right address on the label, and they delivered it to the house across the street, which has the wrong address and the wrong name. Now, why would they do that? You'd think they were the U.S. Postal Service, wouldn't you? That's what the Postal Service does, not UPS. Must be a liberal UPS driver. I don't know. But it's just bad timing to be off 3 nights of TV when I'm about to be off 4 nights of TV. I arranged the holiday so I would only miss 4 lousy nights of TV because people freak out when I'm gone. They want their Wayne Root every night, and I appreciate that. And so I want to always be there for my fans. I arrange it. It's always built around a weekend. And I go a total of lousy 6 days, and 2 of them are the weekends. So I only miss 4 days. So who knew I was going to miss 3 days with a broken camera before that? Weird. Very, very weird. In any case, sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. Great people. They write the checks. They sign the front of the checks so you don't have to. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. I drink it every morning, drink it every night. The silver solution, it is alkaline structured silver. And so no more voice hoarse problems, no colds in 3.5 years, no brain fog in the last 4 months, no leaky gut syndrome in the last 4 months. I eat and there's no fatigue anymore. Amazing. They changed my life. Amazing. And I get more letters about these products than anything else advertised on this show. Just people just freak out over it. And, of course, it's relatively inexpensive, you know, so it's not a big expensive item. So everybody's buying it. So everybody, you know, everyone buys it. More are going to write you. But I just have so many emails saying that they just love these products and they order them every month. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Say the name Root, or type in Root as the promo code, and you get 20% off. How cool is that? And if you, as always, if you're driving and you have no time to write all that down or remember it, just email me. It's easy to remember. Wayne Root, your favorite host, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Just remember my name at gmail.com, and I'll give you all the information you want on any one of the sponsors during this show. But My Doctor Suggests can be found at 866-660-9868, MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root, promo code Root, 20% off. Look for my commentary, my column, The Weissman Witch Hunt, in Sundays. I'm thinking it's Friday. No, it's Sundays, Las Vegas Review Journal, and newspapers all over this country is syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And here's the other deal. Ocasio-Cortez, these people never give up. She says Republicans are pursuing a torture project on the border. Can you imagine how exaggerative and ridiculous these people are? With these people, meaning the Democrat commie quad squad and really the whole Democratic Party. I shouldn't call it Democratic. The whole Democrat Party, because there's nothing Democratic about them. She does an interview, and here's a partial transcript. Nicholas is the reporter. You mind if I ask you about Liz Cheney? Her most recent response to you saying this is not a model Congress. And Ocasio-Cortez says, I mean, I'm done with her. She's like a Valley girl. I mean, like, I'm done with her. And then this reporter, Nicholas, says, what do you want to see done in terms of the border crisis? I'm hearing even some progressives are concerned. She says, I would like to see a clean humanitarian bill where we fund Health and Human Services and the Office of Refugee Resettlement with no poison pills. Right now, what the administration is doing is they're using the for-profit suffering of children as a bargaining chip so they can continue to slip in more negative provisions that will ultimately cause more pain. And reporter Nicholas says, how do you respond to Republicans who are talking about physical barriers being part of any package that deals with the actual crisis of human trafficking coming across the border? And Ocasio-Cortez says, if they want to do that, that's fine. Have them negotiate an appropriation. Have them make their case, but they should not be using a humanitarian crisis as a bargaining chip to make sure that they pursue their little torture project. Little torture project. Yeah, right. And then don't forget that the new talking point of that same commie quad squad is that boycotting Israel is like boycotting Nazi Germany. Progressive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's resolution seeks to push back against U.S. laws banning the boycott of Israel. And she tries to make it clear that it's just like Nazi Germany. Rashida Tlaib actually joined with her and said the right to boycott is deeply rooted in the fabric of our country. America boycotted Nazi Germany in response to imprisonment, genocide, dehumanization of the Jewish people. And then she made reference to boycotts against apartheid South Africa. And then her bill went down to defeat. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib's bill went down to defeat 398-17. So they think it's real cool to mention Jews being murdered by Nazis. They're like on our side. I'm Jewish. They're on my side. They're on Wayne Root's side. They don't want Jews to get slaughtered by Nazis. But somehow that means you're supposed to boycott the only country in the world that's a Jewish state. That's the Jewish homeland. Their reasoning doesn't make much sense. Nothing they believe in makes any sense at all. And they are the Nazis. We all know they are the Nazis. If there was ever a politician who would kill people, kill Americans, who would imprison, who would torture, who would hate you because you're Jewish or Christian or American, it's Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ayanna Pressley. Four crazy, radical, extreme nutjobs that are taking the Democratic Party back 100 years. They're Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. House of Representatives. Wayne L. Root on vacation. See you next Thursday. I'll be back on August 1st.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.